This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said mediators will keep trying to close an elusive ceasefire deal after Hamas proposed numerous changes to a U.S.-backed plan. He said on Wednesday some of the changes were workable and some not. The back and forth laid bare frustration over the difficulty of reaching an accord that can bring an end to 8 months of war that has decimated Gaza, killed tens of thousands of Palestinians, and of scores of Israeli hostages still languishing in Hamas captivity. A UN inquiry found on Wednesday that both Israel and Hamas had committed war crimes in the early stages of the war in Gaza. The inquiry found Israeli actions also constituted crimes against humanity because of the immense civilian losses. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The reports, which cover the conflict through the end of December, found that both sides committed war crimes, including torture, murder or willful killing, outrages upon personal dignity, and inhuman or cruel treatment. The report added Israel also committed additional war crimes, including starvation as a method of warfare. The COI statement said some of the war crimes, such as murder, also constituted crime against humanity by Israel, using a term reserved for the most serious international crimes knowingly committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against civilians.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and the ongoing ramifications of the climate crisis on the world's population. That's Flashpoint.